Hi, my name is Chidi Isaac, aka CI Magic. Welcome to Musings with CI Magic. I know I've been away for a while. I took a break since my birthday and I am finally back, and it feels so great to be back. Big thanks to everyone who reached out to ask why they had not heard from me in a while. Thank you for that reminder that, you know, there's always someone watching, or some people listening in this case. I am truly grateful. I am here now, and I am really, really grateful to be back and have you listening to me. Now, this particular episode will be about you. Yes, you. How are you? Really? How are you? How are you doing? How has the past couple of weeks been for you? If you live in Lagos and you have been having to go out daily, I have an idea what that response might be. And I just want you to take a deep breath. Yes, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, just take a deep breath and think of one thing you are grateful for in the midst of all these many things that have been happening. I want you to just think of one thing you are grateful for. Don't think of 10 things. Don't think of 5. Don't even think of 2 things. Just think back on the past couple of weeks or months and focus on one thing you are grateful for. Now, if you're alone, you can choose to say out loud the thing you're grateful for, you know. Otherwise, just think about it in your mind and thank God for it. Just really express gratitude for that one thing. I need you to just feel that sense of gratitude, you know, take that deep breath, remind yourself that in the midst of all these horrible things, there are things to be grateful for. And right now, just think of one thing, one of those things, and just thank God. You know, I bet you feel a bit better. You know, see, the hustle and bustle of everyday living has its way of getting you stressed. But gratitude definitely reminds you to slow down and enjoy the little things. So in the next few minutes it will take to listen to this podcast, just forget about the things you wish will disappear from your life. Forget the deadlines, the near empty bank accounts, the debit alerts, and the bad relationship, and the problems at work, whatever it is. Dump all of that out of your mind and let us focus on the one thing that you are grateful for. Again, just say thank you to God for that one thing. You see, one thing I've come to learn in the weeks since my birthday is how much each of us is in control of our lives. This is something I've always known, and I bet you have also always known this, you know, that you are in control of your life. But sometimes you don't know how much a piece of information has become internalized until circumstances demand for you to take action like you believe it. Then and only then do you really know whether it's just, you know, still an information sitting in a folder in your mind, or it has truly become a belief you live by. And when it comes to important things, we want them to be beliefs that we live by, not just information we have in a file folder in our minds. For example, I've always known that God loves me and that He cares for me unconditionally. But in the past couple of weeks, life has required me to act like I truly believe it. And honestly, I found myself faltering a couple of times, but those experiences helped me sink the idea into my head well. God loves me and He cares for me unconditionally. Now, the good news is that you can actually do your bit to ensure that this information, whatever it is, this information that you have examined, this information you have found to be true, this information you have accepted into your mind, truly becomes a belief you live by. So that when that day comes and life requires you to act like you believe what you know, you're not caught unawares. Now, this relates to what you believe about God. It relates to what you believe about your relationship with Him, things you believe about you, and what and who you are, and what you can achieve with your life. So today, one thing I am very grateful for is my voice. I think it is a very huge blessing in my life and a big part of who I am. I am grateful for how my voice sounds, I am grateful for my dad, who taught me to speak right, you know, from a very early age. He also birthed in me that curiosity to learn new words, to know what they mean and learn how to pronounce them correctly and use them right in sentences. I'm also grateful for all the things I know my voice will do on this earth and the lives it will bless. I know the prophecies that have gone ahead of me, and I believe them, and I will live like it, you know. I'm grateful for my voice. I am deeply grateful to God for this voice and how I am able to harness it and bring it to bear in many different aspects of my life. Now, if you did the gratitude exercise with me at the beginning, and you like how it's shifted your mood, because for me, every single time I take out time to thank God or be grateful for the things I have, it shifts my mood. And if it did this for you, you might consider getting a gratitude journal, you know, and just ensure that every day you write about something you're grateful for, or set aside 5 to 10 minutes daily to just focus on one thing that you're grateful for and express that gratitude. It might spiral into you expressing gratitude for the many things connected to that one thing, but ensure to focus on one thing at a time. This might lead you to place a call to someone when you're done, you know, just to say thank you to them, or drop a thank you text for someone else. One thing I am sure of is doing this gratitude exercise will remind you that there's a lot to be grateful for and help you to reach out to someone to say thank you or do something that shows that you're truly grateful for this thing, you know. Just allow yourself fully feel the gratitude and feel free to let me know how this affects your everyday living, because I definitely want to go with you on this journey, you know. Do well to reach out to let me know how this helps your everyday life, how this affects you and how you see life. Like I said at the beginning, it feels really great to be back. And I am back here right now because of the amazing people that God has put in my life, who have held me accountable and supported me through this whole process. It honestly wasn't easy to just come back and pick up where I left off, because trust me, there was guilt eating at me for every Wednesday that passed without a new episode of Musings with CI Magic. And also every time someone reached out, you know, or I promised to drop an episode and I didn't. The problem was no longer why I stopped, but the fact that I had missed so many weeks. But this time, a way helped me remember a major reason why I started this in the first place. And for the next episode, I'll be bringing a guest on board. I'm literally going to be sharing someone special to me with you. Her name is Ogaga Johnson. When it comes to anything productivity and achieving your goals, she's your plug. Trust me, she typically speaks on productivity, especially how to manage time and career development. She has 5 years of project management experience, but in those 5 years, she has delivered multi-million dollar technology and innovative projects across Africa, Europe, and North America. So yes, I'm bringing you the best of the best. So if I read her complete profile right now, y'all will be stunned. But in the meantime, find her on Instagram @OgagaJohnson, and let me have your questions before Monday. Yes, just let me have your questions before Monday, so that by the time you listen on Wednesday, you'll hear all your questions answered. We'll be talking about finishing what you started. Yes, that's what I and Ogaga will be talking about, finishing what you started. I'm sure one thing that 2020 has definitely done is to catch you smack in the middle of doing something meaningful and forcing you to pause. And for many of us, we don't even know where to pick up from. So let Ogaga help you figure out all of that. So please join me in looking forward to the next episode. Once again, thanks for listening and thanks for allowing yourself be immersed in this. Till the next podcast, which will be on Wednesday, I remain yours sincerely, Chide Isaac, aka CI Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, do well to listen again, and please share with someone who you know will find it helpful. And remember, I love you. Bye.